Father, we're grateful and we rejoice in the wonderful name of your Son, Jesus. And yes, there's nothing more beautiful than Jesus. He is the one, the only one. All beauty is in that wondrous face. Thank you, Jesus. We're just so grateful again, your finished work upon the cross. How you love us. How you loved us then. How you continue to say, Father, forgive them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That blood flows so freely. God, let us see the perfection in that cleansing, Lord. The permanent of it all. Thank you, Jesus, that it was once that he died. Once and for all. Thank you, Lord God, that we rejoice in that finished work of the beloved Lamb. And we're growing in it. It's the grace of God. Hallelujah. And in the knowledge of the wondrous love of Jesus Christ. And we're so thankful, Lord, you brought us here today to rejoice in that simplicity that it's all in your Son. In believing in him, he now lives in me. And in that, hallelujah, that's the hope of glory. And God, we're here to sing your praises because we love him, because he first loved us. Let your Spirit anoint us today. Every life here today, God, let us rejoice, turning it over to you to magnify only your Son. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you'd open your Bibles with me, we're going to John, the 3rd chapter, and in the 30th verse, a very familiar verse here. And that's John 3:30. And it says there, he must increase. He must. But I must decrease. Now, brothers and sisters, to even begin to get this and to even begin to receive this, it's all in that very first word. He. He. It's all him. From the very moment that we accept Jesus Christ as Savior, praise God, Galatians 2:20 gets it done. We died. We died, praise the Lord. We entered into that with him. But now we live, and it's not us. It's Christ liveth in me. Praise his name. See, it had to be that way, brothers and sisters. Had to be that way for the Father to ever have anything to do with us. It had to be the life of his Son. Galatians 2:6, listen to this. Galatians 2:6, God accepteth no man's person. Did you hear that? God accepteth no man's person. You say, well, what does that mean? He that cometh to the Father, it's got to be me. No man cometh to the Father but by me. My life must be the life, or he won't receive it. We have to have the life of Christ. His purpose, brothers and sisters, to bring many sons to glory. It must be his Son and only his life and only his blood. We've heard this many times. You know, God has no grandchildren. No, he doesn't. Because it has to be the life of his Son. Amen. And thanks be to God, that's the only thing that he's giving, is the very life of his Son. That's the gift. That's the only begotten. That's the only thing that is acceptable to him. The only pleasure that God has in this life is in his Son. His life imputed in us. And it's in that life and that life alone that we are now and forever the sons of God. Amen? Amen. I want to take just a moment. The Lord encouraged my heart. Turn over to 1 John. Is that chapter 2? Had me in the office before coming out, and we just quoted that in verse, actually, 1 John chapter 3. I apologize. I just quoted verse 2, but you'll see there in verse 9 why this is. It's so precious. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. See, this world has made a mockery in a lot of ways of born again. Ye must be born again. You must be born again. It's wonderful to be born of God. It's it. It must be if you're going to have everlasting life. But it goes on to say there, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. And why? For his seed remaineth in him. It remains. See, that's why a child of God cannot commit sin. It's because it's the life of Christ that is given to us, brothers and sisters. And that's all that God sees. When are we going to receive this? See, that's the freedom. That's the grace of God. Sure, you didn't deserve it. Sure, I didn't deserve it. But God's plan is exactly that. That's what grace is. He's showing this to us time and time again. That it's the life of my son and I gave him to you freely. Because I love you. God so loved the world that he gave. He gave his only begotten son. He gave us the very life. He gave us this wonderful lamb. So whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Please receive that. You'll grow. You receive that and you will grow. You'll grow up in the Lord. And that happens to be exactly what we're talking about today. This is exactly what the Lord's encouraging us today. He must increase. So he's given us the seed. That's who we are. And now he wants it to grow up. The life to grow in us. Do you see the simplicity of the gospel of Christ? The moment you received him as Savior, boom. Boom, 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 boom. The life, everything planted, hallelujah. So wondrously planted. Never to be taken away. It remains. It abides. It's impossible to separate us from the love of God. Go rejoice in Romans 8. Go to sleep on it every night. Wake up in it every day and breathe every minute of it because it's who you are. All right now. So we're growing up by grace. So listen to this. We grow up into him. Into him. Isn't that wonderful? And we know that we grow up into him. And it's in all things. That's Ephesians 4:15. And there it is, him again. I don't grow up in me. I grow up in Christ. Because I have to go back to Galatians 2:20 and realize that me died at the moment I accepted Christ as Savior. Come on now. Do you want to receive the things of God? He wants you to have them. And matter of fact, he's blessed you with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. But see, he's given us this sweet Holy Spirit that enlightens the eyes of our understanding, that is taking the things of Christ and making them ours. It's right there. That's his whole purpose. That's what our life is about. I tell you time and time again, people come in and say, "Brother, if I only knew what my calling was, if I only knew what my leading was, grow up into him in all things. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." See, we're all looking for something in this world to do. You're heavenly. You're already seated in the heavens in Christ. Live that. The side effects, I don't know what that'll be. My goodness. I went to college. I thought I was going to be an opera singer. He told me when I was Europe, "Son, this isn't for you." And he sent me home. I said, "Okay." And see, I was so stupid and dumb enough to just realize that, you know what, Christ, this is your life. He was dealing with me as a young man. I said, "Lord, it's yours. I don't understand why I have this peace. I thought I was going to do this the rest of my life. This is what I thought my calling was when I was 14. You gave me this voice. This is what I do." All of these doors opened. It was amazing how easy it was. I just walked right through them, and God, you just laid it out and laid it out and laid it out. And here I was in Europe, Hamburg, Germany. Big opera house. Oh my goodness, you got it made, son. I wasn't even there for 3 weeks. And I knew the voice of the Lord. He told me divinely, as audible could be, "Son, this isn't for you." I cannot explain the peace. There wasn't a horror, there wasn't a fear. It was the peace that passes all understanding. It's called the love of God. And I was just as ornery then as I am today. And his love keeps me the same as it did then, as it does today. And he sent me home. I didn't know what to do. The Lord allowed me to go back to school. I became a businessman. Never really loved what I did, but I loved knowing that each day that's exactly where God had called me. Sometimes I'd look at the business I was in and I'd say, oh Lord, this is an ugly thing. But at the same time, the beauty of the Lord kept me. He kept me right in the heart of Egypt, right in the heart of Babylon. And he did. There were lovers of money all about, and that would kind of try to come at you all the time. But thanks be to God, I realized, you know, robber's going to steal that. Moth's going to eat that up. Rust's going to corrupt that. It's true. I found my identity by God's grace in the identity that he gave me at the moment I received him as Savior. Christ in me. And then I become a pastor. What's tomorrow? I don't know. I know he's got it. So it's good, isn't it? Amen? You see, brothers and sisters, we don't have a care. Because all of our cares are cast upon him. He's got them. When we quit wrestling with this world and realize that the victory is already in Christ. Praise God, what a peace and a joy in believing. All right, we'll get back to the sermon. The only way, brothers and sisters, that this is going to happen, this growth, is right here before our eyes. He must increase, but I must decrease. Notice here, it's always him first. It's always him increasing first. It's like the wine in the wineskin. You want to get those sediments out. You want those things that are the impurities to, in a sense, come out of your life. Well, they didn't go down there and try to pick them all out. They put the wine in. The wine comes in and the dross, the sediments come out. He must increase, but I must decrease. It will push that self right out. It will. The two can't abide together. It doesn't happen. It's either God or it's mammon. It is. There's a servant of, you're a master of someone, or a servant of someone, that master's going to be there. And by the grace of God, the simplicity of it all, let the wine come in. Take it off. Open up. God, open the heart of my understanding. Let me want this. I mentioned it many times in my childhood, my mom, and I'm so thankful that God gave me a godly mama. And it wasn't a home of don't do this and get rid of that. We didn't have book burnings and record breakings often. Now, I hope I didn't step on too many toes. And I'm going to leave that to God. But you leave it to God too, okay? We'll leave it to God. But it wasn't don't do this and get rid of that. It was always by God's grace. Son, just fall in love with Jesus. Fall in love with Jesus. He'll take care of it. Letting God. Letting God. See, then you know it's him. Let that wine be poured in. Again and again and again. And again and again and again. In everything, brothers and sisters. Not just one time. They kept pouring it in, didn't they? And why? Because that wineskin would keep increasing and expanding. Well, by God's grace, you're the ever-increasing wineskin. He's made you that way. You're drawing breath. There's more to be poured in. There's more to receive. There's more love to gain, brothers and sisters. And this is how this sweet thing all works. It's him and him and him. And the glory of God and his grace will shine through. See, we realize, brothers and sisters, it's not the vessel. It's the treasure within the earthen vessel. It's not the lump of clay, but it's the workmanship of the master. The lily, the word of God tells us, it doesn't toil, does it? It's arrayed in beauty. Amen. It has the seed. It grows up. All it receives is the water and the sun. I wonder where I've heard that before. See, God even reveals himself in nature, doesn't he? The water, that sweet Holy Ghost, taking the things of Christ and making them ours. It's all over the place, brothers and sisters, if we just wake up to it. And I praise the Lord that the message that is preached in this place, as we said earlier, is Paul's gospel. It is the mystery of Christ, brothers and sisters. And yes, Jesus Christ will have a bride someday. But so surprising, and I'm so sad to say it's surprising to most of God's precious people, it is not the entire church. It's not. God shows us over and over the type and the shadow. Come out from among them and be ye separate. God is calling to ones that have the heart of a Rebecca. They love their family. They love and appreciate all of the sweetness that was there. But praise be to God, without delay, when the Holy Spirit says, we're going now, she didn't say, wait a minute. She didn't say, just a second, I gotta get this straight with so and so or this and that. See, the thief, he comes in the night. When they're unawares. So what the call is be aware, be awake, be alive, be ready. Brothers and sisters, I've been preaching it now for about 5 years to you. The Lord hit me with it real quick. It's not time to get ready, it's time to be ready. He's ready to come. He's ready to call. The trumpet is ready to sound. And it's not this big list to get together. It's not all these checks. Oh, did I do this? Am I this way? No. Do you love his appearing? Do you love his appearing? I believe he's growing up a company at this time because of the word of God, not just by wishful thinking. But there's a company of believers. There's a people that are responding, that are saying, you know what? It is the word of God. This is it. It's not just seeing it from afar. It's not just standing and beholding the glory. It's entering in there. You know, when he rent that veil in twain, that meant get into the Holy of Holies. You're fully welcome. We don't have to call on a priest to go in there anymore and to pray for me and to do these different things. The high priest came. It's finished. It's done. It's open. And he said, come boldly. Now, I think of the manifold ways he could bring this. But he says the true worshiper, and that's who he's looking for right now, is the true worshiper, worships me in spirit and in truth. You know, I don't see anything there about in my work. Huh? What do you think? Does it say in all my good deeds as I'm going to worship him and all my religious activities? Nope. In spirit and in truth. Think of this. Now, spirit and truth in your life, as it grows, let me tell you something. He'll use you. It'll be amazing. Yeah, you will look to the need of the body of Christ. And he'll do the supplying. And he will. It'll be amazing what he does. But it might not be to millions. It might be to just one. Were the millions more important than the one? Nope. See, God would have sent his son just to die for one. He would have. That's how much he loved. Now, brothers and sisters, this is mighty. There is a Shulamite. You go to the Song of Solomon. You read all throughout Proverbs. Oh, there are many daughters that done virtuously, but thou excelleth them all. The Shulamite had a little sister and she wanted to get married. She wasn't developed. She was just a child. A sweet child could come to the palace, could enjoy the things, but wasn't grown up to rule and to reign jointly with the king. To come in and to be glorified together. Isn't that awesome? Come on, it's there, brothers and sisters. Over and over and over and over. And praise the Lord that you know these things. But now by God's grace are we living these things. That's the loving his appearing. That's, Lord Jesus, this is coming to rule and reign in me now. Yeah. Praise the Lord that I'm looking for this. See, this Shulamite, she makes no haste in this great time of grace. She's like that Rebecca. Praise the Lord. Amen. She understands it's a great time of grace. And she's receiving that grace's infinite power to run well and to not faint. And to keep fighting the good fight of faith. And to keep the faith. And to finish the course. And to grow from glory to glory into his same image. And there's that hymn again, isn't it? Isn't that wonderful? See, a lot of people sometimes they think, oh, this bridal thing, you know, glorified together with him. That's putting a lot on you. Oh, no, it has nothing to do with me. And that's the reason she's become like him, is because it is all him. See, that bride, as you see her descending in Revelation 21, she's incredibly beautiful. She's so striking that the king went out there and saw her and said, honey, it's all yours. And why is she so beautiful? Because she has the glory of God. Him. He must increase. And then, brothers and sisters, how amazing. It goes on. It talks about her light. That's so beautiful. Who is that? Him. And then it talks about her gown. How incredible, the righteousness of saints. And who's that? Him. Do you see why we can rejoice? Do you see why we can gladly and boldly and thankfully, because that's the only way we're going to take it, step into the place of the bride? And it ain't anything about me, but everything about Christ in me. Christ in me. That's the hope of glory here, brothers and sisters. This is what it is. Now, transparent? You betcha. A sister this last week, I think how timely God is, sent me this little email about the glass wing butterfly. I'll tell you about the glass wing butterfly. It's exactly what it's saying. This little butterfly has wings that are just like a pane of glass. You see right through them. It's amazing. It's on a flower and you can see right through that wing. And you see that flower. And they took all these pictures of this butterfly going to this flower, to that tree and everything. And you could see right through it every single time. Its flesh had become so whittled away that you saw right through it. What do you think? We've heard that wonderful story about that goldsmith and how that lady went in to watch him. And he was going to make that gold bowl that day. And he took that gold and he started with that lump or brick or whatever it was. And he put it in the fire. And he'd pound that thing and shine it, throw it right back in the fire. And he'd pound that thing and he'd shine it and he'd throw it back in the fire. Well, that lady thought that was really great for a while, but, you know, after the hours went by, I mean, she was pretty exhausted about what in the world are you doing? And so finally she says to him, when is it going to be finished? When is this thing going to be done? He said, when I take it out of there and it shines and there's not even one wrinkle in it, not one ripple, not nothing, and all I can see is my reflection in it. She is a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. I have to tell you how God is so perfect and how His will in bringing forth His word is absolutely so perfect. We're coming into the second chapter of Philippians, God willing. And right there in the second chapter, in verse 13 and 14, it starts to talk about God working in us to both will and to do of His good pleasure. And I mean, that's marvelous, isn't it, to think of? You take the likes of me. Man, we hung around with each other for too long. It's, oh, God ain't going to do that in you. I pray we always look to Him. I pray I always see Christ in you. Because this is His desire. This isn't man's thoughts. That He's going to work in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. But a lot of people just stop right there. See, there's an evidence of when that work is really working. When that work is just going mightily through. You got to get to the next verse. And it says that ye always do without murmurings or disputing. Okay, who's going to get in front of the line today and say, Lord, You must increase. Brothers and sisters, who are we? We're the sons of the living God. I'm preaching today the plan, the purpose, the provision, the power of the living God who lives in you. This isn't anything to take lightly. God help us to be quickened so quickly that when these things start to go awry, and I'm telling you, one of the greatest barometers, am I murmuring? Am I disputing these things? Or is my fellowship in the gospel of Christ? I want to win Him. I'm seeing the finish line more and more clearly. Every day. Every day. His grace just, He's springing me on and springing me on and springing me on. But brothers and sisters, it's going to be one thing. Being found only, alone, in His righteousness. It's His grace. He's provided it. Amen. He imputed that life. The seed that we talked about earlier today. It remains. It will never be taken away. And all He's telling you today. Let me increase. I must increase. And my increase will take care of everything else. Because you must decrease. Let's pray. Praise You, Jesus.
This is the way it is. The Lord, He is God.
Yes, He is.
And He's like a merchant. And He's given talents. And He wants us to occupy till He returns.
Praise You, Jesus. God, we're so thankful in that, Lord, truly, in Your word. May we redeem the time. God, may we invest it, as the brother just spoke, in the fullest, Lord. Don't let us hide it. Don't let us just put it away. God, let us receive the grace for the increase. But Lord, that's going to be rising up. That's going to be taking the grace, Lord, truly facing the giants, facing those that are the closest to us, that sometimes, even in their goodness, would hinder us. God, as you said, lovest thou me more than these? If you're not willing to leave father or mother or sister or brother and take up your cross, you're not worthy to come after me. Lord, let us see that great love wherewith we are loved. It's all powerful because it's the love of God that draws us. Now, your love has been poured forth because it's all in your Son today. Help ones as they sit there right now, as we stand and sing this last song. They'd come to the altar wonderful. But Lord, all we're asking is your dealing. All we're asking is your conviction. God, as you said earlier today, help us to come forward and touch the hem of your garment. By faith, in Jesus' name. Amen.